reality resides in a blade. Uncle Doge was right about that, but his approach was just too damned mystical. Maybe the Lance of Passion was once a tutelary, but time has taken that away. Any information would be in the annals, hidden back in Taglios. We're not really a godless bunch. We're just the sort who ignore the gods, probably in the unconscious hope that the gods won't notice us. Obviously, in Kina's case, that wasn't working. It hadn't worked even before we knew she existed. Half the guys didn't believe in Kina even now. That they didn't matter. Kina believed in us. Fresh meat did improve morale dramatically, but darkness coming crushed it right down again. I didn't face the night with any eagerness myself. I told Tide, "I just realized something, brother." He grunted. "Almost all the important events in my life happen at night. I was even born right about midnight." Tide grunted again, but this time looked at me with some curiosity and maybe a little surprise. "What? That part of Hong Tre's prophecy or something?" "No, but it may say something about your ruling stars." "Oh boy, they let astrology guide them too? How come I never heard of this before? I've had a bad day. I'm going to turn in. Maybe I would get a chance to see my sari tonight." Chapter 105. Stars. I saw some of those. After I fell asleep and went out of myself and passed through the same murky world as the previous night, I found myself right there in the circle on the plane, my personal shadow oozing around on the protective barrier, while scores of its buddies tried to get through the holes Weezer had blasted. The old fellow sat where Lady had parked him, staring and shaking. The stars I saw hung above the loom of the crumbling fortress. They formed the constellation that had been the subject of some discussion with Mother Goda a while back. The complete constellation. I wondered why I hadn't noticed them the night before. I wondered why I noticed them tonight. The sky was supposed to be heavily overcast. A lot of seeing and thinking seemed to be very selective lately. That probably deserved some reflection itself. There seemed to be a glimmer of light down south. Or maybe it was just a star caught between crenels and a battlement. Whatever, it went away. And when I went to the southern roadhead, thinking of charging ahead, I found the way blocked not only by the ghosts I'd seen previously, but by vaguely perceived scores more, hanging back behind them. They were much stronger this time. They wouldn't go away when I commanded them. Not right away. They made gestures and probably tried to mouth words behind their ugly masks. I was confident they were trying to communicate. What wasn't clear. A warning, perhaps. I didn't go down the southern road. I toddled round the perimeter. The east and west roads were open. Daring me, I ran down each a short way. They remained real enough, but I didn't want them to fade away while I was out there. I went back to the gang, then headed north. I would go see what was happening in the world. There was a lot of sleeping going on around Overlook. Even quite a few sentries were snoozing. I made mental notes where I recognized faces. I found Goblin and One Eye snoring in my own bunker below the Shadowgate. Gota was awake, but had her eyes closed, as she murmured over a prayer shawl, vaguely resembling those some Goonie called